SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Monday, the 30th of December 2024. The Australian share market fell today, the ASX 200 off by around 0.3%. We'll have the details with Robert Tilewski from Activam in a few moments. But first, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says households which haven't changed their electricity plans in the last 12 months are paying a price for their loyalty following a decline in retail electricity prices in 2024. For more, I spoke with ACCC Commissioner Anne Brakey. Anna, so the ACCC's research found that 80% of Australian households in the national electricity network could be paying more than they need to for electricity. So who are these households and why do you think they're paying more?
What we have found is that households who haven't changed their plans in the last 12 months are paying more than they need to. So if you have not either rung your retailer or switched retailers in more than 12 months, chances are that you're paying more than you need to for your electricity. It's a really good time of the year for households to pick up the phone and ring their retailer or go online, or even better still, go onto the independent government websites and see if a different retailer has an even better plan for you, because we do know that customers are paying too much for their electricity.
Do you have any idea on average perhaps how much extra they're paying? And is this what is sometimes referred to as a loyalty tax?
Yeah, we can see that customers who haven't changed their plans in more than 12 months are paying about $238 a year more than customers who have changed their plans in the last 12 months. So what we know is that even if you're staying with your current retailer, they are not rewarding you for your loyalty. You need to actively ring them and make sure that you are always paying the best price that they have to offer. But it's also worthwhile shopping around between retailers, because perhaps a different retailer will have an even better offer for you.
How do you know if you are on the right plan? For example, how do you read your electricity bill? Because it can often be complex.
Yeah, look, the electricity bill does have a lot of information on it, but there are a few key things that people should be looking for. The first thing is obviously the amount that you've got to pay and how to pay it, but let's set that aside for a moment. There are some really important things to look out for. There is a message that the Australian Energy Regulator requires the retailers to put on your bill that will tell you if your retailer has a better deal for you. So if you see that message, at least ring up your current retailer. You are paying too much. So that's really important. The second thing to look out for on your electricity bill is the sort of tariff that you're paying, because more and more customers are being moved to more complex plans that might change, for example, the amount that you're paying at different times of the day. It's important to understand what those times are and the associated rates. And if there is any way that you can shift some of your electricity consumption to those peak, cheaper times, the off-peak times, it will really help your bill if you can do that. So if you can put your dishwasher on or do your washing in the cheaper time periods, all these measures will help you bring down your bill. That's if you're on those time of use plans, but your electricity bill will have that information on it. The third thing to look for is rebates that you might that you are receiving, and there might be some that you should ring your retailer and see whether there are more available to you. There are different sorts of government assistance available for different sorts of households, so do make sure that you're getting all the assistance that is available for you.
And finally, is there any research that the ACCC has done to show the direction of electricity prices? Because government rebates have lowered them recently, but what happens in the future?
Yeah, look, there's two parts to that, I think. We have seen electricity prices come down off the really high prices that we saw back in 2022. This is the wholesale electricity price. There was disruption to global energy markets where we saw really high gas and coal prices. that fed through into our domestic electricity market. And we saw very high and volatile prices during that period. They did flow through to households and into the electricity bills. And we've seen some easing of that, particularly as we moved into this financial year, and we did see some bill reductions. Aside from that, the government has put in place additional support to what was previously available. Those rebates are $300 a year for every household. They're coming through in $75 a quarter kind of payments off the bill. They come directly off the bill. So we are seeing those electricity bills come down as well.
That is Anna Brakey there, the ACCC Commissioner.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
It was the last full trading day on the ASX today for the year. Tomorrow's a shortened trading day because it's the last day of 2024. So today the ASX 200 down 0.3%, 8,235. With the details, here's Robert Tulewski from Activam Group. Robert, the market's down today. Why and what's driving it?
Yeah, so the Australian share market was down 0.5%. 10 of the 11 sectors were in the red. Utilities minus 1.8% and real estate minus 1.4% led the losers, if you like. Goodman Group fell 0.9%, while GPT Group and Dexus dropped over 2%. Transurban Group fell 3% after going ex-dividend. Energy stocks were up as crude oil prices rose. Boss Energy and Karoon Energy rose 2%. Biotech stock TM Economics jumped as high as 21%, then gave up some of those gains. They announced a promising research that could lead to diagnosing endometriosis in women with a simple blood test. The Australian dollar was flat at 62.3 US cents. All prices firmed as investors wait further news on China's latest stimulus policy announcements. Australian share market sort of took a lead, if you like, from the US share market on Friday. The S&P 500 was down 1.1. The NASDAQ was down 1.5. Despite this, the market posted a modest weekly gain in the US, having been up 3% over the three-day period just before Christmas. Some uncertainty is beginning to creep into investors' minds. Also, during this sort of quiet period, trading volumes are low, so price movements tend to be more exacerbated. You get the sense that there is some fatigue setting in with markets after having such a solid year. Not surprising that we are seeing some profit taking.
Okay, speaking of that solid year, if investors were looking at returns in December, they would have expected this traditional Santa rally, which I don't really think we got toward Christmas and the end of the year, right? So the ASX 200 is down for the month, but how would you describe its performance over 2024 and should investors be happy?
Yeah, it's been an exceptional year for investors. International shares have delivered 27% return for the year. Australian shares have generated only 8% return. If you had invested in a diversified portfolio, you'd be pretty happy. Our active and balanced funds generated around about 20% for investors. Even the average super fund generated 11.5%. So overall, it's been a highly positive year for investors and superannuation returns.
What do you see as the key themes for 2025?
We are seeing more tailwinds in 2025 in comparison to 2024, which should support share market gains. The Fed in the US is shifting focus with less concern about inflation and more potential rate cuts. The uncertainty of the US election is now behind us, providing a clear direction for markets. Is sitting on the sidelines and is likely, or some of it at least, to flow into equity markets, driving growth. Companies are increasingly open to mergers and acquisitions, a trend that supports stocks as well. The business-friendly US administration, the new one that is expected to bring a lighter regulatory environment, I should say, supporting corporate growth. Australia's economy is at risk with the RBA's cautious approach to rate cuts adding pressure. We saw the September GDP growth rate coming at 0.3% for the quarter and 0.8% year on year, narrowly avoiding contraction thanks to the public sector activity. So a strong labour market with low unemployment remains a key support for the economy.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors in 2025?
So looking in terms of asset classes, we always sort of look at sectors that are lagging in comparison to others. A good environment we expect for small and mid-caps, even if techs keep firing. They offer better diversification compared to large caps, greater exposure to growth sectors like technology and, of course, healthcare. Mid-caps and small caps are currently trading at a more attractive valuation relative to large caps as well, and are showing stronger signs of growth prospects compared to large caps. Cyclical stocks as well are well positioned for strong performance next year, and there's a strong likelihood of a positive year for those sectors.
That's Robert Zalewski there from Activam Group.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.